I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Iran is marking the 30th anniversary of the Islamic Revolution this week. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says the freedom celebrations don't extend to Christians. Despite a new law condemning apostasy with the death penalty, there are outside ministries utilizing television and radio to share the gospel. Nettleton's urging prayer.
The hunger that exists in that country and the way they respond when they hear the good news is just remarkable. They are finding the hopelessness of Islam doesn't answer the questions of their heart, and the gospel does answer those questions, and so the church is growing.
Next, the spread of the gospel simply can't be stopped in Liberia. Ken Sharp says since Bible Pathway Ministries began providing Bibles and Bible Pathway years ago, Liberia has been rich with change. 40% of the country's population are believers, and they're not shy about it. There are 6 Bible reading marathons this year.
Be praying, one, that the containers get there in good time, 2, that the Bibles and materials will be distributed without any prohibition or anything like that, and also that these marathons will continue to have such an impact.
And Operation Mobilization took the gospel to hundreds by playing games. Through the Love Pakistan More Than Gold Kids Games Project, children were engaged in field games and prayer in 10 Pakistani cities, reaching up to 1,200 children per city. The project lasted a few months, but now short-termers are needed. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free DVD, World Watch China, a DVD that'll update you on the conditions believers are facing in the most populous country in the world. Get World Watch China at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.